Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling. Rocking with my best friend and the time will never end. Pick your brain for the convo that we normally keep within. Logging in, you just say when. Rocking fashion for the trend. It's a vibe that will never ever end. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. A vibe that will never ever end. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend.
Hey, hey, y'all.
Hey, hey.
If you're still sticking around, listen to the other two. We are now at episode 3.
Tree baby.
We in here.
It's real.
Hey, we official. In case y'all was wondering.
And we appreciate y'all 100%.
We really do.
So, first things first, getting right into the serious topic that has come up in the last few days. Breonna Taylor. Just a quick moment of silence to honor her. So, as everybody knows, the grand jury had just made their decision to only indict one of the three officers involved in the shooting. And the officer that they did decide to indict, it didn't even involve her murder.
Right.
Best you familiarize yourself with what's going on right now?
Yeah. You know, it's tough because we see the same stuff over and over far too often. And it gets depressing, and so it's hard to watch. It's hard to just keep watching the same negativity over and over and over. It's disheartening.
It's so disheartening, and I feel like everybody expected that outcome, but it just doesn't make the blow any.
No,
it doesn't make the blow any better.
It doesn't ease the blow
at all.
Yeah.
So, just like I said, we had a moment to honor her, to send prayers, thoughts to her loved ones, you know, everything, because I couldn't even imagine place they're in, you know, how they feel.
Right.
I couldn't even imagine, and I'm tired of watching the news.
Can't fathom it.
It's tough.
It's tough. It's tough.
And it's, like you said, I mean, every other month is somebody new.
It's a new
hashtag.
It's
so disheartening.
It's tired of being a hashtag. Legit.
So why you have to fight so hard for people to treat you equal?
Civil.
Mm-hmm.
The basics.
Basic human decency.
That's it.
The walls literally got justice before her, and that's sickening.
It's beyond scary.
Yeah. Especially raising young black kids.
Mm-hmm. So, but we fighting. You know,
every day
we all fighting, we all in it together, you know. Vote.org. Oh, I voted.
Look,
I didn't
you.
Tell you
I saw.
I voted. I did the mail-in ballot.
Yes.
I have to be honest, I'm not too familiar. I will be honest, I don't vote enough. I'm sorry, I'm guilty. I'm trying to be a better person, be a better U.S. citizen, better man, better father, blah blah blah, better son, da da da. I did vote, and
you use black ink.
I did use black ink.
Thank God.
Yeah, because they trying to get us, man.
Yes.
Hey, if y'all colorblind,
black
get help. Ask somebody close to you. You know, hey, is this blue or black? Is this red? You know, and make sure they trustworthy.
Okay.
Because they trying to get us. They think we ignorant.
Ink.
They think we put the E in ignorant, and we trying to tell them that that's not the case. I'm just playing, y'all. I know how to spell ignorant. I promise.
Oh, here we go.
I'm just playing. No, but for real.
Yeah, we just wanted to touch on that. Like we said, make sure you please go vote. It's imperative.
Vote.org.
Period.
All right. Okay. We getting into some fun stuff now?
Yes.
Let's get it.
Let's pick it up. Sorry, y'all.
Sorry. Sorry, but not sorry. Y'all know we got to touch on that important stuff. It's important.
Out the gate.
What's first?
Emails.
Yes. Huh. We so excited. We got a lot of feedback. We received a lot of feedback. Best received a lot of texts. Best is popular.
Not
in case
really.
Y'all was wondering. She, man, people love you. And I know why. Obviously.
Hit the email, y'all. Hit the email.
Yes, please. Hop right into.
Yes.
Okay.
Your favorite email.
My favorite email. Was it the first email as well?
Yes.
I'm gonna say it was the first.
Ty, you be on it. Shout out to my sis.
Miss Taisha Applewhite. I don't know you, but I want to meet you. Because this email is everything, all right? I'm going to give it to y'all. Okay. This is from Taisha Applewhite. First of all, Luther is the GOAT. I don't even date men, but he could have taken me out. Pause. Taisha like girls?
She does.
You like
she
what I like?
Women.
I'm sorry. You love women. You like what I like? Oh, we definitely hanging out. Okay. I love you already. Anyway. But he could have taken me out. To the movies, to the park. He wouldn't even have to have me home before it's dark. As long as he sang to me the whole time.
Laughing. Not corny. Face.
I love you. I love you. Picking one Luther song? Man. Okay. Maybe So Amazing. No. Never Too Much. Superstar. I see you, Ty. So Amazing is easily in my top five.
Yes.
Never Too Much, I think I said, was my favorite. Either that or Here and Now. And then Superstar is probably in my top five.
Yeah. So, Superstar is probably my number one or two.
Yes.
Next to my song I told y'all about.
Ooh, baby, it's all right. It's all right.
Here you go.
You know, yeah, I know I had to give y'all a little snippet.
You gotta sing to these people.
I got to. Y'all gonna miss my voice when I'm
Are
not.
They?
Okay, whatever.
Maybe.
Okay. Anyway, she says, do I want to say his name? Mr. R-O-B-E-R-T?
Here he go.
I'm going to say it.
Back to he who shall not be named.
Okay. She says, I don't know about separating you know who from his music, knowing the muses behind the songs.
Yes. Touch on that.
Me?
You.
Yeah. Ty, baby. I feel you. I respect that. I don't have much to say beyond that. Because I get it. Mm-hmm. The only thing I can say about that is it puts me in the mind of ghostwriters. You can write a song about something that I feel like maybe that doesn't pertain to you. Mm-hmm. Ghostwriters do it all the time.
Songs.
So, okay. Help me. Listen, I'm not trying to defend this man. So it's tough for me. It's just the music.
Yeah, I feel you.
I'm not picturing what he might have been picturing when I'm hearing these songs. And I guess I'll just leave it at that. I take these songs and I implement them in my life, where I was when I heard it, what it meant to me. What it meant to him, that's his business. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
You're going to jail, right?
Sorry for you. Yeah, he deserve everything that's coming to him right now. But for me, I can just take what it is
and apply it.
Apply it to
I
me.
I feel you. I like that.
Okay, like cool. That. All right.
I don't agree with the Robert, but I...
Oh, you want to give your side?
They don't have
to. Okay, I feel you. All right, back to the email. She says, I love Miguel. I see you. Usher is best when he's in his zone. And is this not trying to be Lady Gaga?
Yes.
Okay. A little typo, but that's okay. We give you a break. This is where you lost me, Ty. She says, The Weeknd is not top five, maybe top 35.
Ty, we gonna fight.
Okay, you got jokes now. That's fine. She says,
at least she acknowledged him, though, because some people don't give my boy the time of day.
That's true. And you spelled his name right. You didn't put the extra E in there. So you low-key a fan, but we'll talk about that. She says, Chris kind of got that crack voice now. Yikes.
Okay, enough is enough, because I didn't told you twice about Chris. I didn't told you on more than one occasion we are not going to do this to Christopher Maurice.
That's his middle name?
Yes.
He looked like a Christopher Maurice.
Donnie. Don't listen. Tom will call you later.
Ooh, y'all
we need
funny.
To talk about this.
Okay. She says, I'm not on the Prince wagon either, but I get his significance. Yes, yes. I Want to Be Your Lover is my jam. You said that was one of your songs, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. She goes, nobody can see Auntie Mary in the verses.
Nobody.
Next, she says, I love Demita Joe, but I don't know about that one. For those of y'all who don't know, that's Janet Jackson. Then, Ty, you say, I challenge Kelly to a versus. I can't sing either. I want to say that's a shot, but I'm going to give you benefit of the doubt because I got them vocals. Don't make me.
Listen.
All right.
Y'all heard him.
Point being, all right, point being, Ty, I love you. I appreciate the email. We appreciate the email. I accept your challenge. Please, I heard you reside in Philly.
Yes, shout out to my good sister with the cakes.
Bring your ass home. She got an ass? Okay, you said she bakes. Yes.
Jesus.
Yes. Listen, okay. It's late, first of all. We recording this late.
She got an ass. Oh, God.
Listen, I hear cakes. Whatever. Okay.
Like Betty Crocker. Like, why?
Betty Crocker was probably strapped.
All right. That's just a whole separate issue.
Okay. Like, so anyway.
Who gonna pray for him?
Point being, I accept your challenge. Whenever you come back to the crib, she's from Indiana?
Yes.
Okay. Whenever you come back, we can get that popping. I'll let you pick the playlist, whatever you want. We can get that done. She says, she finishes it with, love y'all. Can't wait for the next episode. Well, the next episode is here, boo. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Love you.
Thank you. What's next? Bianca?
Yes.
Okay. Another email we received from Miss Bianca Rogers.
Yes.
I really enjoyed this email. She suggested that we talk about some topics, and I'm just really excited to touch on them. Some of them we'll dive into this episode, and the others probably have to stay tuned for episode 4. We have quite a few things to uncover and
unpack,
and we just want to get to everything.
Yes, but we got you, baby. Thank you so much so for the grateful. Email. Thank you so much for texting me, for supporting me, for sharing, liking, subscribing, all that good stuff. I really appreciate it. And yeah,
thank
stay
you.
Stay tuned. Episode 4, we're going to hit on a few of those topics.
Definitely. Okay. What we got?
Oh, Lord.
Uh-oh.
You already know, man. Breaking news. So, of course, y'all know about the whole Tory Meg thing that we have been talking about for months. I'm going to keep it sweet, short, and to the point.
Yes.
If you haven't heard, Daystar, a.k.a. Tory Lanez, dropped this album. I feel like the most important thing that we should be talking about here is that damn name. Because why? Daystar? Did you know that was
his name? Oh, that's his name?
Exactly, Bess. What the hell is going on? Daystar. All one word. Day, star.
So
day of the week, star in the sky.
Okay. I saw the title. I didn't know what it meant. The last thing I thought was that was somebody's government name.
Yeah. I guess you didn't see the police report, huh? Or affidavit
no,
or whatever. Yeah.
You know, I didn't want to get into that until everything came out. I don't like diving into those too early in the investigation because facts are all over. Well, I can't say facts.
Stories.
Yeah. They're all over the place. Yeah. So
point being, he dropped an album, self-entitled, aka Mr. Daystar. That's what Jesus.
Praise
that's him. Yeah, and his mama. Daystar.
Miss Daystar
dropped this album. I mean, you can't deny that the man is talented, all that, whatever.
See.
The facts are that Megan was shot. That's just the facts. Now, the details surrounding the shooting are very cloudy. I will say that he went into extreme detail regarding the incident, excuse me. Mm-hmm. He was just basically saying on the song, "Sorry, I had to," that he was like, "You think I'm about to talk about an open case for some likes?" And I understood that.
I loved that line.
Yes.
That's maturity.
Yes. That stuck out at like a sore thumb.
Best. That was probably my favorite line. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yes.
Not to cut you off real quick. I have never been a Tory Lanez fan. Nothing against them. I just, he's never done anything that.
The Quarantine Radio?
I don't even know what that is.
Jeez, here you go.
I don't know. First off, it's hard to put me on artists. I'm
very stubborn.
I'm stubborn. I like who I like, and that's what it is. I'm loyal.
This is coming from a man who didn't like Drake, first off.
I didn't like, put it like this, give y'all some perspective. I didn't like Drake until 2013. Nothing was the same. Then I went back and listened to Take Care, Thank Me Later, So Far Gone. I'm sorry. I get it. Whatever.
You better be apologizing to me. We was already 3 years in, and I was trying to get you on. Like, Drake, listen to Drake.
Drake is the man. He's one of the best to ever do it. I'm a big fan of Drake. He's dope. Hands down. Just to throw that out there, Nothing Was the Same is my favorite Drake project. So
Thank you for that.
I know. Mixed reviews on that. A lot of people like So Far Gone, Take Care, blah, blah, blah.
But anyway, yeah. Yes.
So, just to touch on one more thing about that, he was, or Daystar, Tory Lanez, was talking about how there's a very dark side to the media. Most people have his number. They could have hit him up, but everybody took to social media. And, I mean, I feel that. I mean, these are literally people that we have to put into perspective are our age.
They're regular people.
Just regular people. We just know them. Yeah, it's a very unfortunate event. I'm so sorry to Megan for everything she had to go through.
Definitely.
Yeah, but Tory snapped.
He went in. Oh,
Tory snapped on this album, y'all. I guess it's worth the listen. And I just want to, I don't even want to get into the nitty gritty of that. I don't even want to touch it, but I just feel like there are three sides to every story. There's one person's side, there's the opposing side, and there's the truth.
Every time.
So I'm gonna just leave that there. I ain't touching that.
That's too hot. Alright.
Why?
Why not?
What do you mean?
Alright.
You just gonna cut a demo every episode? You just wanna sing?
Y'all like my voice, don't y'all?
This is not America's Got Talent. I'm going to need you to reel it in.
Y'all like my voice, don't y'all?
It's late. He needs a nap. Y'all got to excuse him. He just don't know how to act. So, yeah. That's all I got to say about that. All
right.
So, yeah, y'all. So, moving on.
See.
We have special guests with us today.
Yeah, we do.
Tonight.
Right? It's late. We got off to a late start, but we wasn't gonna not give y'all something, so definitely.
So two guests we got with us.
We got Tabuloso, in case you ain't know so. We got Tabby.
Hey girl.
We got Fredro in the building.
Boy in the house.
Jesus. Not boy in the house. Here we go.
Yeah.
And in case y'all didn't know, these are our kids. Other parents.
See.
Yes. So, a lot of feedback that we was receiving, like, hey, on episode one, y'all dove into opposite sex friendships, and y'all didn't go into much detail, so we're going to bring it back.
Got to.
Going to run it back.
Got to run it back.
Run it back.
Yes.
So, here we are rewinding to that topic to dive more deep into that. And, I mean, what better way to get them involved?
Easily. We have to get an outside take.
Yes.
We don't want y'all thinking we speaking for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Or our opinions are biased. Who better to speak on it?
Yes. And yeah, because y'all, you know, the big question was like, okay, well, how did this work, you know, in y'all relationships?
How did they feel?
Yeah.
You know?
Or what was it like? Or was it weird? Or
right. So, yeah. Here we are.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, who going first?
Tabby popping it off.
Hey.
Yeah, okay, let me see. So we got some questions. One of the questions that we received a few times was, how did your significant others handle the friendship with me having a female best friend, her having a male best friend? Did it cause issues? Were they hesitant?
Yeah.
So just to put it in perspective, me and Bess, we met 2010. Me and Tabby met at the end of 2015. And I'm assuming I just came out and said it.
Because you do.
I do. It's hard. When you get to know someone, that's one of the first things that comes up, because me and Bess talk about so much and we share so much that in a conversation that me and Tabby would have had early on, it would have been, oh, you know, what are you doing this weekend? And I would have been, oh, I'm going to Indianapolis to see my best friend. You know, and then it's like, oh,
well, how is he?
Right, exactly.
He's a she.
Right, put an S on that he, and there you go. So
that's a little confusing.
I know that was some time ago, but from your recollection, do you remember having any
reservations?
There you go.
No, never. Like, never.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, why? It was never an issue from the beginning. Like, I was,
you never thought nothing.
Nothing.
Else.
Never.
Never thought anything weird of it. Now, have you had a male best friend or male friends?
Close.
Close friends.
You haven't been intimate with?
No.
Okay. So it was new to you.
Right.
But you were still rocking with
really?
It.
Really?
I was, because I trusted him.
Look at you, because it couldn't be me.
And not me either.
I did. I don't know.
You got a who? I'm your new male best friend, damn it. That's more than my reaction.
But you better not have no brothers.
But you better not have no brothers. Right. You better have one brother, and he better be too young. Nah.
Okay. If y'all haven't seen that video, y'all gotta see it. That was hilarious.
Interesting.
Ooh, that was a
throwback. None.
No, it was never nothing. It was never anything about it that didn't sit right with me.
Wow. You so trusting.
Very. You better than me.
We hypocrites.
We
are definitely hypocrites. Hey, first off, we working on this, okay? That's what matters. We ain't perfect, but we strive to be.
Take me as I am. Or have none.
You know I was about to hit it.
Okay.
I was about to hit that able boy. As I am. All right. Okay, well.
And then, you know, your best was my best. So.
That's the thing.
And it happened so quickly. Like,
it did.
This is in a test to best, obviously. But I've been, okay, so obviously we've been friends for 10 years. I've been in a couple relationships during that time, and it's never been an issue. Not only has it never been an issue, but you and my partner at the time have become close. You know, you became that. Y'all established a friendship.
Right.
So it's never been an issue.
But for her to say day one, like,
yeah,
off
day
the top,
one, yeah,
that's super true. Like, I love that.
You didn't even have to see us.
I never remember.
You know, around each other first. It was just like, oh, okay.
I trusted you.
That's what's up. I try to be trustworthy.
That's deep.
That is deep.
That is. That's deep.
That's a good soul. Good heart.
Because I'll pop out your trunk. I now, mean, who, right. You going where with who?
Can I meet him? No. Okay.
Y'all ain't blood related. Okay. Yeah, that would have been me.
Okay.
Having a double take. But I appreciate that.
Definitely.
Fredro
in the building. What's your take on it, brother?
So, background for me and Fred, me and Fred met in 2015.
2016.
The end of 2015, we start talking.
That's news to me.
No. That was New Year's Eve. Don't play with me now.
You know what it was?
New Year's Eve is a new year.
Okay,
it.
But we wasn't there. That's the point. Then.
Fine.
Anywho.
I mean, in my mind, we was already there.
Look.
Here we go.
Wedding bells.
Can you not?
The candle was lit.
Here we go. So, yeah. So, we started talking in 2016. Mm-hmm. And, I feel like right off the bat, because I was up north. Mm-hmm. I didn't see you that time, but I was up north. Like, oh, yeah, I'd be up here kicking it with my best friend, with my family, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, see.
That's when it got popped off, the conversation between you and him?
Yeah.
And you having a male best friend?
Uh-huh. Okay. And we started kicking it, hanging out, whatever. And I feel like it came up like, oh, he'll be down here in town. Uh-huh. And you was probably kicking it, going to spend the night or something. And so was coming into town.
So, well, how did you feel about it? Do you remember how you felt about that? First hearing it?
Exactly how I felt. So.
God damn.
So, when I first met you, you know, I'm like, oh, man, he's a funny guy. He's a nice dude, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then as the night went on, you know.
Oh, hell.
It's like, it got weird because it was like.
Not as the night went
you,
on.
It's like you would answer her sentence, like you would finish her sentences, y'all would click.
Oh, shit.
I'm in the back of my head like, yeah, I'm about to sharpen a butter knife.
This is not sharp.
You know what?
Right.
Yeah, I'm not about to get played.
Stab this nigga in his sleep.
If I can't have her, nobody can.
Already?
Right. Wait a minute. Y'all been talking how long?
That soon?
Hey,
off the bat.
He recognized the gym.
Life is about chances. No, I'm sorry. All right. So, yeah, I really. It
he
took
said
some,
I'm not going to get played.
Right.
It took some getting used to, though. But
yeah, that's real.
Once I saw the relationship, I'm like, man, this is really, like, this is dope. Like, they're really, like, best friends. They joke and laugh.
Yeah.
All the time. It's like, it's always a vibe. Like,
so, I want to say, not only as a man, well, as a partner, but especially a man, and, you know, in that pride that we got. And then it's fresh. you can come in and be like, something else going on here. Yeah. How you know her favorite food? How y'all that close? I've seen best friends. What best friends are that close? You know what I'm saying? That could be, I don't want to say intimidating. But yeah, but intimidating.
Yes, to a certain degree.
And that could really throw people. Especially with the way that we joke, it can be raunchy. It could be raw.
But it's us.
But it's us.
And once you get to know that, you know that.
You know it's not that.
That's because me and we always think the closest way to a woman's heart is knowing them the best.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not always that. It's, you know, it's who she really loves. She really loves you.
Okay.
We just thinking, oh, I've known her the longest.
Right.
Hey. You
know, right.
We're compatible.
Okay.
I feel that.
Well.
So you do admit that at first you was like, something's
up. I was going to stab you.
Damn.
I was like, yeah.
He was going to get shanked.
Let me lose another heads up battle. I swear.
Yeah.
Not another head. Hey, we was killing the heads up.
It was like 15 zip. Like, I was
hey, man, we being sync, boy.
Yeah, with heads up, y'all don't want
to
see us.
Y'all don't want to see us.
It got to the point he was answering the questions before she would even say anything. It was like he was looking in her eyes.
I was going to say, I saw the look in the eyes.
You were ridiculous.
Yeah, man.
So you know what? I feel like I'm getting played.
I don't know if this is for me.
You just blew it in the back of your mind?
Yeah, man.
What, you thought it was old sweethearts or something and we was just lying?
Yeah.
That's hilarious, man. Okay. That is my brother. Okay. I'm another.
So, what was another point that people, I want to piggyback off that. At any point, have you felt, and this is to both of y'all, have you felt jealous, disrespected, maybe time was taken away?
Yeah, left out.
Left out at any point?
Either one of y'all?
Not disrespected.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe jealous.
Okay.
You know.
Okay, go ahead. Touch on that.
Because, like, your little jokes together that we didn't know.
Wait a minute. Wait. In our defense.
I felt like an outsider.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Listen, in our defense, our quote-unquote inside jokes is nothing more than movie or song references.
Yes.
90%.
No. Okay, hold on.
No. I don't
agree. Go ahead. Okay. So, Tabby and Fred don't agree. Go ahead. Tabby, why not?
I will say most of the time, but not all the time.
Okay, go ahead. Give us an example.
It'd be okay. A time like Kelly would make a noise, and then he'll look at it, then they get to laughing. And they
say something, you know, slick, or something from that, jog her memory from years ago.
Yes.
You know, and then be like, okay, what?
Everybody don't get that? What are they
okay, and it won't be funny to you because you won't get it.
Yeah, we don't get it at all.
Okay. Okay.
We gotta be looking at each other.
Like earlier today, right. We was playing a game and
we
was talking about your hair, you know, the worst hairstyle you ever had.
Yes.
Y'all both got the laughing because y'all already knew.
About the pookie.
Yes.
Okay.
And we was like, what are they laughing about? What were the laughing?
I had a certain hairstyle. It wasn't a hairstyle. I was growing my hair out. My cousin, who's the stylist, she straightened it, but she straightened it in a way where she did it in parts, and she stopped halfway through to take a phone call or something, and out of comedy, I took a picture and sent it to Bess, and I looked ridiculous, but I basically told her, this is going to be my new hairstyle, and it looked so ridiculous, she nicknamed it the Pookie, because I looked like my name was Pookie in that picture.
Terrible.
Yes. And that's what we laughed about. Okay, that's an inside joke. This was pre-Fred and Tabby, so.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, I like that.
Yeah, that's a good example.
So certain inside jokes you may feel a little left out on. And,
yeah, I thought y'all was like a loving basketball or something like that.
Oh, jeez. Brown sugar.
Not to Monica and Q.
Nah. Yeah. Knocking on the window. Hey, can I sleep over here tonight?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I didn't care for that movie as much as a lot of people did. It was solid, but
that's... You didn't like Love and Basketball?
That's another conversation.
That's it. That's another conversation.
All the love movies. Not that one.
That one didn't do it for me as much as another one.
You know the worst love story. I hate it.
Okay, look. Let's wait on that.
Okay.
We'll touch on that.
Because you know I go in there. You know I'll dive in there.
Hate it? Y'all got love stories that y'all hate?
No, I'm not saying I hate. It's just that wasn't my favorite.
Mine's was Forrest Gump.
Oh, Jesus.
We're not going to touch on that right now.
Yeah, we're going to archive that. Wait a minute. Yep. Put a pin in it.
Yeah. Okay. We gonna run back to those. So, you. So you feel the same way Tappy do about,
you know what?
Jealousy?
I don't feel jealous.
Or disrespect or
it was more
inappropriate.
No, more of an irritation.
Damn.
It irritated kind of time, like.
Even Tappy said, wow.
No, it wasn't like a bad irritation. It was just like,
is there a good irritation?
I've never been happily irritated.
It's kind of weird.
Thank you for irritating me.
It's kind of weird.
Appreciate it.
I needed it.
Maybe he means not irritated.
No, but
I don't know.
No, go ahead.
It's like speaking from the outsider. Like, it's like, you know, when y'all having such a good time, and we having a good time too, but y'all having a better good time.
Oh, jeez.
And we just like, we're laughing. Well, we don't know.
Okay.
Yeah,
let me stop this.
I don't feel that way.
You don't?
I don't know.
In our defense, well, let me say this. Let me give you another question. Don't y'all feel that at some point we bring y'all in on it or we explain it?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Every time, right?
Every time.
Okay.
Every time.
But it don't stop the irritation, huh?
It don't stop the irritation?
Yeah, I do.
A little bit. You feel a little better?
I don't know. I don't know why I said irritation. I don't know.
Could you be irritated?
If we could have met y'all sooner, we would have.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think I just naturally irritated, so it just like...
Oh, it just rubs off. It's a whole separate issue.
I'm sorry, people. I've been drinking tonight.
Oh, jeez. Right.
Sorry.
Yeah, we got the Pink Whitney New Amsterdam sitting at the table. It's Diesel. I'm an Amsterdam cat myself. I like vodka.
I don't like white.
I like vodka. I like them Russians. We spit on COVID. Them Russians, boy, they be hard. Boy,
where
they eat nails for
from?
Breakfast, huh? They do. Them Russians, they don't play out there. That
dish.
Vodka.
Are you serious?
Put hair on your chest, boy.
Okay, enough is enough.
Straight gut shots.
Hey, that's real.
Yeah.
Them baby bottles be having vodka in it.
Oh my God.
How was 6-pack?
I ain't touched vodka since college. You're not going back to that.
Yeah, that's real.
Yeah, they wash their hands with vodka.
I mean, it is what? 70% alcohol in that one.
5 times distilled?
That'll kill the germs.
Especially when it comes from that whatever country. So, yeah. When liquor comes from that country, it's just like water over there. We went on a cruise. It was tequila everywhere.
You're right. When they flush the toilet, it's vodka going down the drain. I feel you.
Okay. All right. Enough of that nonsense.
Moving on.
Yeah. So, back to the friendship in general. Like, people were asking how it happened, how we sustained it.
That's a good one.
I think we touched on that a little bit.
So, what I wanted to hit you with, and, you know, it ain't got to be too drawn out. Like, what's a best friend to you?
Huh.
You like that?
You couldn't ask me this before?
What you mean?
Could have thought about it a little bit?
What you mean?
Made a little presentation, wrote a little note about what it means, and just right on the spot?
Oh, that's you need a minute for that?
No, I mean, no.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I ain't trying to hit you on the spot and it be drawn out.
I feel like a best friend is somebody that you share your life with non-intimately, and somebody that you can confide in, you can go to with the weight of the world on your shoulders, somebody that accepts you for you.
Yeah.
Somebody that is like non-judgmental. Like, because of course we know, like, with intimate relationships, it's just certain things that you can't go to them with or can't.
Or you're afraid to?
Yeah, like, or you can't talk to them about, or some stuff that you kind of more reserve. Whereas your best friend is just like your bare all.
Limitless.
You bear all to them.
Limitless. You know, like you said, there's no judgment.
None.
You know there are no negative consequences.
Right.
I can just, like you said, bear all. That should be what you have
you
in a
bear
best
all
friend.
To your friend.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I have to agree with that wholeheartedly.
You embody that 100%.
See?
Yes. That is the best friend, you know?
I agree. So
they make it easy. You know
easy.
What I mean?
Yeah.
It just come easy. Easy and natural.
Yeah. And I feel like we're blessed. I can't speak on other people's friendships to their best friend. But, and maybe y'all can, but I freaking love our friendship. I don't know if every other person who has a best friend, they can finish each other's sentences or kill a board game together or whatever.
Right.
we have so many similarities, and then even the differences we have, we learn from each other off of it. And I love that. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So,
as much as we are alike, we are different.
Yes.
The things that make us so much alike sets us apart. And I mean, anybody can tell that.
So how have we sustained it this long? Is anything like a relationship? Like sustaining a relationship?
You said, is it anything like
that? Would you say it's anything like that? Just for the sake of conversation?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I wouldn't say so
it's
either.
It's completely different.
Yeah.
It's just completely different. You are like family. You know right. what I'm saying? Right. Like, and that's what I just want people to understand. Like, when your best friend becomes as close as you are, in these instances, they literally become your family.
A sibling.
This is your extended family.
Yeah, legit. You just...
And I think we sustained it so long, it's just like... Like, we joked about it all the time, like, what are we getting out of this? We 4 years in, we 5 years in, we are 10 years in. Right. Like, what are we doing?
I don't know. It's easy, though.
It's easy. It's easy. The easiest...
It's effortless.
The easiest thing I ever had to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think that really answers the question, though.
I know, and I don't know what to say.
I want an answer. I want to give people an answer.
How have we sustained?
I want to give people an answer.
Communication.
Okay.
Understanding.
Yes, let's get into it.
Yes.
Patience. Because Bess has always made it clear she's a woman first.
Before anything.
A little background. I grew up around all women. Me and my brother, only two boys, pretty much, in my family. So I have that foundation, but as a man, we're not naturally emotional, mm-hmm. or as emotional, you know, not biologically, like a woman is.
Right.
So it takes patience, it takes understanding, it takes communication, it takes, okay, Bess, a lot of deep sighs, a lot of pride swallowing. But it's easy. I promise it is. And it has made me a better person, a better man.
I've taught you a lot.
You have taught me hell of a lot. Oh, hell.
Yeah, I'm sensitive. Everybody that know me know that. I cry at the little, in the arms. Yeah, the little puppy commercials.
Oh, that's me.
So sad.
See?
Go, Fred. Oh, that's so sad.
See?
Every dog got a tear in his eyes.
Right, like what y'all do to this dog?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I mean, my sensitivity, you know.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you wasn't having none of that in the beginning.
Hell no.
You grew.
I said, golly. Nah, she cold though.
That's that patience for you.
Man, I done came a long way. And again, more perspective. I'm a Leo. She's a Cap. Is that supposed to work?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That makes sense. A lot of Leo friends.
Oh, I bet the hell you won't. We real possessive, too. She worse than me, though. Golly.
Yeah, you better not but.
Nothing, right. Nothing. That's my best. Like, I be messing with her all the time. Like, where my best friend Fred at? Who?
Right. I don't know nothing by that name. Yeah, don't do me.
You know what I appreciate the most about you two?
What's up?
Y'all both do the little things all the time. And it adds up to the bigger things. Like... just driving down here and just popping up out of the blue. Like, it's been time. We open the door. He's sitting on the couch. What's up, Bess?
Like, how you get in?
Like, I'm at the crib.
Who let you in? The window? Like,
right.
You got a key, man, y'all.
Like, I did have a key at one point.
Yes.
Yeah, at the old crib. I had a key.
And the only reason why you don't now, because they stupid about the little door. But
yeah.
It's just one solid key to the door. But yeah.
Yeah.
You would just pop up. I see you more than people who live in city.
Who live locally. Man, I got to. I be missing your punk ass.
Do you?
Hell yeah.
Shoot. The feeling's mutual, man. As soon as you leave, I'm like, all right.
All right. Back to life. Back to reality. That was intentional. Don't do me. Because I got them vocals.
You need a little therapy.
Let me sip a little tea. I'll be straight then.
It's okay. That's enough of that.
Anyway.
So, yeah. Sustaining that is definitely communication. Definitely patience.
Right.
Patience with my sensitivity.
So, yeah, man. Again, we got more.
You said it. Any fallouts? That's a good one.
Any fallout? Have we had any fallouts?
Hell yeah.
One, right? I can't think of one.
One.
She's
one.
Thinking.
Yes. One big one.
One big one?
That was just one big one. One big fallout.
Well, a fallout is a fallout. To me, a fallout is big. Anything else is just like, oh, you getting on my nerves.
Yeah, but you still upset. But anyway.
Wait, so how many fallouts?
I guess it's just one.
Okay. You got to remind me. Well, I know of the one, but I didn't know we had multiples.
We just had two in 10 years. We're doing perfect.
Damn, you're going to have to remind me of the second one.
The second was super small. You was trying to talk to this chicken head. I wasn't feeling it. I was like, don't do it. You moving too fast.
Yeah.
You shouldn't do that. He was like, oh, you were so unsupportive. And I just want to be happy. I just want to live my... Like, he was pissed. You ain't talked to me for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, that wasn't a fallout, though.
Long enough. I talked to you every other day. Three weeks?
A fallout. Okay. Yes.
That was 3 weeks.
Yes. Best. I agree.
And I had to hit you up because you're stubborn.
I used to be.
Exactly. That was the old you.
Me and Tappy just talked about this.
Used to be so terrible.
I was so stubborn. Like, it's sickening to think about now. Jesus. It's like, why? Like, I'm hurting myself more than I'm hurting them doing that. Like,
pulling
teeth with you. Legit. Whatever. I've grown. So, okay. Yeah, it was always some chicken head. Whatever.
Yeah. And guess who's still here, baby?
You know what it is. Oh.
Okay. There
you
go.
So, we had...
Yeah, that was one. Yeah. That was minor compared to the blowout we had.
We had...
something stupid.
It was...
So stupid.
My miscommunication, right?
Very much so.
Miscommunication. I don't even remember every detail.
I do.
Okay. I like that. But once you start talking about it, it'll come back to me. I think I...
You like, overreacted.
Well, I think I like to, blank out... negative things to where I will forget the details until you bring it up and then it comes right back to me.
I love that. Yeah. I want to be able to do that.
I don't do it intentionally. I don't know how I feel about it yet because I'd be wanting to remember certain things to continue to learn from it. But I do it. It's not intentional, but it's bittersweet.
It is. And I love that about you. I remember every little thing because you got me effed up. And that's just how it is. I mean, I'm going to forgive you, but you still have me effed up.
It was a minute,
too. On September 7th, 2013. See, that's how I'm going to know.
It was 2013.
Nah, I'm just throwing that out there.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying that's... Like,
it wasn't that long ago.
Nah, it wasn't. Okay. It was definitely 2017.
So, we don't have to get into it, but how long did we go without talking?
3 months.
It was 3 months?
Yeah.
Wee.
I think it was 2 or 3 months.
Sheesh.
Like, it was
2.5 weeks.
Fred, hell no.
It was definitely more than 2.5 weeks.
It was way more than 2.5 weeks. You were real tripping.
It was a minute.
You could have stayed quiet on that one.
No, it was. I don't remember the details, but it was a minute, though. Yeah, neither one of us was.
Yeah, first a little backstory. I was pregnant and super emotional.
You were.
And I just felt like Bess wasn't understanding where I was coming from. I tried to talk to him. He's being stubborn.
All right. It was not just me.
She was crying every day.
I was crying.
She was crying because she missed me. That sounded like I was being stubborn, or that sounded like she was being stubborn? Because she could have picked up the phone.
Yeah, and eventually I did, or we still wouldn't have been talking.
That's not true. That is not true. Because look at the current situation. Not between me and you, but look at the current situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, all right, I'm open to it.
Yeah.
So... I'm trying, y'all.
Yeah.
I mean, no, I do appreciate you picking up the phone, though.
Yeah, so only one fallout.
And that's
it was over basic communication. So stupid, y'all.
So stupid. Easily avoidable. Will probably
never
happen again.
Because we get on each other's nerves all the time. He got on my nerves earlier.
Yeah, and we just keep it pushing.
Because we so chill. It's like, okay, you getting on my nerves, but... Yeah.
But I'm going to miss you in a little bit anyway.
Right. What you doing?
Right. You mad at me? You still mad?
Get out of my face.
You're right. I'll be all in her face. Boy, you mad at me?
You're one of the only people that can do that besides Eli. Hell everybody else will be like, okay, F you.
That's real. Okay. So I think that pretty much answers that.
Yeah.
With
no fallouts. It's easy, dude.
It's easy.
It's easy.
Yeah.
You do be getting on my nerves, though.
Yeah. I don't know if you get on my nerves.
I do. 100%. Like, don't even...
It's times where I just be like,
irritation.
Why she gotta be like that? But it don't last.
It don't last with you either, my little irritation. It be quick.
Look, I be on her last good nerve.
The last one, tap dancing.
Tap dancing on that bug. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'll be doing a number on
it. Tipping the hat. All of
that. Right.
Like
that
singing video.
Mr. Bojangles was a good video.
Was it a video?
What banana video?
The one where they were making a noise.
Oh, was it a commercial?
No, it was a fry. The fries.
Oh, when you talk about a video I sent you a long time ago. I had to find that one,
Tyler.
Yeah, I had to find that
You
one.
Remember though, right?
I know what you're talking about. That video was funny as hell. It was, I'm sorry, it was a filter on Snapchat what with the singing French fries. Yeah. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
He
yep.
loved that video.
Oh my gosh. They was killing it. They was harmonizing. Whatever.
We ain't see it.
That's a tangent. I'm sorry. So.
Stay focused.
Yeah, man, 10 years strong. We do plan on celebrating. So, our best friend anniversary, don't take our word. Our best friend anniversary is 10-7-2010.
Yes.
Yes. So, it's coming up, our 10 years, and we're going to do something a little special.
You're going to be at work.
I am going to be at work. But when I get this free time, we're going to do something special. 60 minutes, keep an eye on the clock.
We was definitely supposed to travel, but COVID.
Yes, we wanted to hit a cruise. I've been on a cruise. Bess has been on a cruise. And we trying to hit a cruise.
Together. That's going
to
be epic.
Man.
You getting your own room, though. I ain't got time.
What? Okay, scratch that. First of all, if y'all ain't never been on a cruise.
Go.
Please.
Pack it up. February 2021, get on the boat.
Quick. When I tell you, it is the epitome of a vacation.
Absolutely.
I mean, I just.
All things paid for.
All expenses paid?
See, let me tell you what you do.
Go ahead.
You go with a group of people. Y'all stay in different rooms. One person gets the beverage package, which mm-hmm. means 15 drinks.
School them.
Okay. 15 drinks a day, y'all.
A day.
Not every 2 days. Mm-mm. Not every three.
Not for the whole trip.
15 drinks a day.
Per day.
And y'all split it. So they end up coming out to $50 a person because it's $200 total.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all split them drinks.
That's how you do
That's
it.
That's what you do.
Schooling, man.
No ad here. I'm just saying.
That's Ebony Economics.
101.
101. Look.
That's what you do, though, because them drinks, man.
Woo, bro.
They had you leaning. You like, ooh, is that motion sickness? Or,
right. Or am I?
Nah, you drunk.
Yeah. Because when I went, did we do a 5 day? We was gone for seven
you
days.
Did 7 day. We no, did. You did a 7 day.
Oh, we
day
did
cruise.
A 7 day. So we did a 7 day cruise, and that was the one and only time that I've drank 5 days in a row.
You was tired. You just wanted water.
I was over it at that point. I was about to dive in the ocean and drink that water. I was so damn dehydrated. I said, you know what? This might not be for me.
Right.
But it was a blast.
Yeah.
That was the most
fun I ever had on a vacation, for sure.
Easily. So yeah. Cruises are where it's at.
Definitely.
All right, man.
Yeah, so yeah, that's how we gonna celebrate.
Yeah.
When the time we get here.
Damn,
I'm sick of this.
When we could do it without risking our lives.
True debt.
Fuck, man.
Okay.
Sorry.
We just gonna keep it on moving. Okay. So next up is what we really brought guests in for to talk about is text/phone culture.
See.
Featuring Tabby and Fredro.
You know.
So, I am really a stickler about communication.
Mm-hmm.
I am very... what is it? What's the word?
Adamant? Hell-bent?
Yes. Hell-bent. I am very adamant. I am very steadfast in what I believe.
I like it.
Like how you should reply... your responses, your emojis, your all rights, Bess.
We can talk about
Bess it. Bess will text me all right, and it just sends me through the roof. Like, what the hell you mean all right?
And y'all probably like, what? What's wrong with an all right? Yeah, that's what I want to know. So hopefully she can answer that for all of us, because there's nothing wrong with an all right.
It is. It's several things.
That's fine. Well, we can talk about it.
So we just gonna get in touch on that. So text/phone culture.
This is huge.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I got attitude.
Already?
I got a bone to pick with you.
Already? Well, I guess that's what I'm here for.
Came out swinging, didn't I?
Let's get it. Hold on, let me throw in the headgear.
So just throwing up on the table. Let me see what y'all talking about.
A little table talk.
Dro,
which part?
Is liking a message, does liking a message equal a response?
Not always.
Okay, expand.
Like, it depends on the message and the person.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So So if I feel like if it's something that you could have said something back to, or you should have said more to,
or you feel like you should have,
you shouldn't have just liked it.
Okay. Right. That's just, like, pick up some
a
bread.
A like is like, got it.
You know? Right. I agree.
Got it. Or I like what you just said. Period. Nothing else. Yeah. But if there was more that could have been said, or I'm looking for a response and you're liking a message, you need to like and reply at that point.
Exactly.
Right. If you just spilt your heart out in the text and somebody like thumbs up it, you ain't going.
Exactly. I'm outside your house.
Okay.
Don't like my message.
Okay.
Jing, it's me.
Right. Now, what was you saying? Right. Right.
Okay. What the hell was you liking? Because he ain't say nothing. Yeah. That's the problem.
Right. Okay.
You ain't said a word.
Fredro, what you think?
I don't like it. I mean, if it's really? In a group chat.
Right. That was surprising.
If it's in a group chat and you like something, you know, I'll post something funny or something like that, you like it. But if I'm pouring my heart out or...
Right.
Well, you know, it's a deep conversation. You like it, it's like, you know, it's like, good for you. Like,
not good for you.
Like,
that's how you take it.
And it's a big difference, y'all, between liking something and loving something. Will we all agree?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
I knew this fool wouldn't go. What? So, just sticking on strictly messages. So you're okay with, you know, pick up some bread. Like, I'm cool with that. Pick up some bread.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easy. Yes. I'm okay with that. I'm simple.
Okay.
Exactly. I got you. I'll get the
I'm
bread. Boom.
I don't have time to reply.
Exactly. Cool. Mm-hmm. I got you. If it's, I done had a rough day at work and these kids getting on my nerves and, you know what I'm saying? Okay. And the dog won't eat and I'm sad and it's raining outside. My light bill due, you know, whatever.
Right.
You like.
Or the thumbs down.
Damn.
Like they're agreeing, like, I feel bad that you had a bad day.
That does suck. Let me thumbs
that's
down.
It, right. That
like that's
it.
You got to be careful with that.
Yeah.
You got to be careful with that thumbs down.
Yeah, I don't use that often at all.
I don't at all.
You wouldn't use it in that situation?
Maybe in jest. If I'm being funny
why
about
would you
something.
Like that?
You wouldn't. That's her point.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying
that's sex etiquette.
You might as well put the little middle finger on those.
I mean, at that point.
At that point.
Or not respond at all.
Exactly.
Yeah. I just figured the thumbs down means like, oh, I see what you're saying. I'm sorry you had a bad day.
I just don't like
that. That's
one
another
at all.
Thing.
I don't touch that
one. People will interpret it differently.
Do I use it the wrong way?
I mean, yeah. It's however you intend.
Okay, so
right.
I don't really use it.
Do they get mad right after you do that?
I don't really use it, but if I did,
but
that would
have.
Be the perfect situation. Like she's saying, she's having a bad day. I'm a, you know,
thumbs down. That sucks.
Right.
I agree.
I feel what you're saying.
Yeah, I understand that.
I just won't touch the message, y'all. I'm going to just respond.
Yeah, I won't do that, but if a person
like,
does,
like, you really don't want to text me in the first place, just liking my message, like, thumbs down with my message.
Yeah. So how you feel? Because you were just different.
Moi?
You
know,
Killington.
Honestly, it's the same. I really thought that you guys were going to take it a different way, but I'm the exact same. I think there is a time for a like. I like messages a lot. I'll thumbs up a message a lot. That's my okay. Sometimes I'll put okay. Sometimes I'll put all right. Sometimes I'll thumbs up.
All right, your ass.
It's,
I hate that.
It just depends. So, yeah.
All right, drives me crazy. Just
okay,
that.
So
let's okay.
Go ahead.
Yes,
get into
this
it.
Is what I want
to
really get
because they about
into.
To get on you.
A couple? No, they're not. I'm telling
okay.
you, women
you.
Is.
I'm trying to save her.
You hear me?
She took an L with the take you out. You about to take an L with this? All right.
That song
but
was definitely terrible, and somebody agreed. Thank
but
you
go
very
for
much.
It.
Ugh. Shout out to Dom because Dom was like, yeah, I wasn't feeling that like that. I'm just saying he was agreeing. He was like, yeah, it was cool.
One person
it
out
was
of how many?
Right. It don't matter.
Go ahead.
All I need is one or two.
There you go.
But yeah, so keywords that are always going to piss me off in a text message.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Why?
Dismissive.
Wait. Let me finish. Yep. Yep is a big one.
How are those even in the same category?
All right and yep is definitely in the same
Stop
category.
Stop it.
Tabby, you agree?
I don't know if I agree with that.
All right. Or
but both of them.
Are dismissive.
Yep makes me mad. All right can make me mad. I don't know if I say that.
But you just said they both dismissive, which would mean they was
no,
in the
I
same
said,
category.
Right.
Can be.
I said all right.
Can be.
Yeah, I said all right was dismissive.
Okay.
I didn't.
Go ahead, I'll let you finish.
Yep.
You don't think yep is dismissive?
Yep. Depends. It's more
how you use it.
Exactly. This is all subjective.
This is how you use it.
I hate yep.
It's okay.
Because like, at what point are you gonna say yep to me and it's not gonna be you know?
I can easily think of plenty of times where I received a yep and it was a yeah.
Oh yeah, like if you ask a little general question like, oh, we got water at home? Yep. That's cool.
Well, I mean,
people like, say yep in a
yep, it's
in
kinda
a,
like
that's how dismissive manner. That's how they're using it though. That's always yes. If it's dismissive or sarcastic, then of course it's gonna yes, that's gonna bother anybody. From what I'm gathering, people have used all right at just terrible times with you. I don't even know how you can use all right at a terrible time other than some you spilled your heart out and they say all right.
Yeah, you got me messed up.
Best. How often does that happen though to the average person?
I don't know who these people text me.
That's what I'm saying. That's your personal bad experience with all right. That
people don't even say all right.
Best. Yes, first off, yes, they do. Because I say all right.
Who you
secondly,
you were the blueprint.
Because you say all right all the time.
Exactly. In person, you say,
I'll be irritated.
And in text messages.
I'll be irritated.
All right, friend.
Not always.
All right.
You'd be like, all right. Yeah. Okay, she's irritated, though.
Exactly.
Hold on. You say it to me all the time. All right. All right. Yeah, I get that. You have.
Yeah,
you say all right.
But 90% of the time when I'm using it, I'm irritated.
But you have to understand, not everybody
has. It's subjective, 100%. I get it.
It's kind of like how they use so. It's like wherever you place it, how you use it. I like the same thing. Like
so?
Like so. You say something, you know, you put it at the end so or so.
Okay. I see where you're going with that.
It's kinda like it's how you use it, how you interpret it.
To me, I don't see how you can use all right in that many negative ways. It sounds like she just had bad experience with the word all right. I've used it, it's not dismissive. So you can't take it that way. Mm-hmm. Why how do you even dismiss them? If I'm gonna dismiss you, I'm not gonna do it, but it's a K if I'm being petty. Mm-hmm. I don't
that's
do
another
K.
One. K, yep, all right.
I agree. All right does not go in this. Please, people, respond to this. Comment. How does all right, K, yep, go in the same category? All right, how is all right different from okay?
Okay is just like generally
get
used.
Out of here.
Best.
That's the same thing. All right and okay ain't the same.
He been dismissive now. Okay.
But I just asked you a question, so I'm listening.
Listen, they all in the same category to me.
Okay.
I don't care.
Okay.
And I'm standing firm.
You do that.
I'm riding
on
that out.
Island by yourself.
I don't
so you're going to leave me out here?
Bess, I'm trying to bring you back on the good side. All right, it's not bad.
I ain't feeling
whoever you was talking to, screw them. I'm with you on that. They ain't got to text you no more. I will text you all right and understand that it's not what you're used to. Okay.
I'm scarred.
Sweet Jesus, you are. And I'm trying to heal you, baby girl. Come with me. Take my hand. Let's go get your life. Jesus.
Whatever. Don't text me that BS.
Listen, I understand how you feel about it. And I'll try to watch it. But you also have to understand that if I say it, it's not meant that way.
Whatever.
If I wanted to be petty, like I said, it would just be a K. Even though I wouldn't do that. That's childish.
Yeah, you really don't do that.
I can't stand K. That's just lazy to me. Even if you don't mean it in a negative way, don't be lazy. You can't put the extra O. Y'all lazy out there, okay?
Yes, that's...
I always used to respond with K before.
Yeah, I hate that. That text culture ties into HBD.
Don't text. Don't even tell me happy birthday if you're going
to...
Man, I wish you would send me HBD.
At least we all agree on that.
You're getting blocked if you send me HBD. Because August 5th is a national holiday, in case y'all didn't know.
Okay, so how do you feel about WYD?
Oh, that's not
that's
bad.
General.
That's
general.
That's
normal.
That's okay. Different.
That's completely
especially since you're inquiring. Like, you asking about me.
Right.
So
you care.
Yeah, you care.
Yeah.
That's different.
That don't matter. But HBD, damn you.
Why you even send this?
Exactly.
You just doing it. Just
lazy.
I would say, what does that mean? Just to mess with them.
Oh, that's a good one.
So you're going to be petty.
That's perfect, though, because then they got to text it out.
Exactly. Say, huh? You going to say, huh? Because
you're not going to make me feel like I'm stupid. Like
HBD, what does that mean? And then they respond, happy birthday. Yeah.
Thanks.
I like that.
Y'all petty.
I see you, Tabby. I like that.
Y'all petty.
I've done
that. You've done that.
I have.
Okay. That's hilarious.
You gotta get your texting life together, because this is unacceptable.
Texting is important, people. Your texting etiquette is important.
HBD is
so dumb. It is. So don't text me no damn all right.
Yeah,
anyway.
Moral of the story. Don't text her no damn all right.
So moving on to opening a message and not responding.
Oh, hell.
Which will tie into the next one. You already know.
To me, ignoring me is the one of the rudest things you can do, and you do not have to worry about talking to me anymore if you are going to ignore me. Ever. Legit, I'm that person. Obviously, if, you know, you, family, blah, blah, blah. But my family don't do that. You right. don't do that. You know, those who care, who are in my life and have and play an important role, they're not going to do that. That's just rude. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you open it and you busy, you forget, okay.
But if this is a pattern, if I'm asking you every other day.
Life happens.
About a message that you opened and didn't respond, we're going to have a problem.
Yeah. I can't say I have experience with that. I've never just blatantly been ignored for real.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's.
So, yeah. That's a big issue. And that leads me to asking. Read receipts, yes or no?
Read receipts, okay. Your boy has his read receipts on. Always have, always will. I don't like when people don't have their read receipts on. It's not a big deal. I ain't gonna fuss about it, but it throws me. I want you to see that I read it. Whether I'm ignoring you or whether whatever, I respond quickly. Anybody tell you, I respond right away. So
if you don't,
if I don't,
you ain't the one. Nah.
Damn. Or I'm in somebody's trunk.
Jeez. Send me SOS from your watch.
I got you. That's what it's for. Tabby, how you feel about re-receipts?
I have them on now. And. And I'd probably keep them on, but I wouldn't change it up from person to person.
Right.
Just, you know, if it's on, it's on across the board.
For those of you.
And I like it now.
For those of you who may not know, on the iPhone, you can designate who your read receipts are on towards. Yes. Yes.
And mine are like that. Because I'm just me.
Best has certain people that can see when, you know.
When I read your text, you certain you can't.
Yeah, so.
And I don't even want to dive into that. There's reasons why I do everything that I do.
Okay, well, you got to touch on it.
So, yeah, generally they're off. So, if you text me from a new number or whatever like that, they're off initially.
So, why?
Because they're just off.
Why?
Why are they off?
Yeah.
Shit, I don't know.
Just because?
That's just the way I like it.
I'm asking why.
Why do I like them off?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
I just do.
Okay. That's it?
Yeah. I mean, like, so, I mean, certain people I really don't like you to know when I read your message or I don't feel like dealing with it right now or, you know, whatever the case is. Okay. And I've had that happen a couple times where somebody was handling your girl. I just, I deal with that later. You know, I don't want you, damn, you read my message at 5:07, it's 10:25. Like,
I wish you would check me about when I read your message. Those are the conversations I look forward to. I want somebody
I'm gonna
to check me.
I'm going to forward them to you.
Yeah. Don't do that. Don't check me. I read it.
I get to you when I get to you.
Right. Next.
Yeah, I ain't even got time to have that discussion. You know what I mean? So, yeah. I don't know. I just feel like more than anything, it's just, shit, it's just what I do. It just happened to happen like that. Legit.
Okay.
So I had them on, turned them off, or whatever the case was. And then, you know, you hit me up. You was like,
I ain't going. Okay. Well, let's put it out there.
Turn these read receipts on.
Legit. Like I said, I won't make it a big deal, but if it's Best, if it's Tabby, if it's Jay, my mom, I think I got on her phone and turned them on for me. It's a preference. I like to know when you're ready. Whatever. It's just a preference.
So why? I gotta have a reason. You don't.
So that I know that you read my message or I know how long you're taking to respond. That way, if you're taking a long time to respond, you're probably busy. I'm not about to be hounding you,
calling you
or extending this conversation, especially if I don't want anything.
Right.
You know, it's little stuff like that. It's not a nosy thing, it's not a control thing. It's just a. Yeah,
because I mean, some people just keep them off just for the sake of, I don't want nobody to know when I read it. Like, why?
Yeah, it's not that deep.
And it's not like that for me. It's just literally like, you know, a person or two or whatever is just like hounding you for whatever reason about something I can't deal with right now and I just don't have the capacity to.
And I'm the type that I will check that person before I alter my receipts because you don't know how to act. I'm going to say, hey, I'm busy. I get to you when I get to you. If that were me. You have a bigger heart than I do. And I love you for it.
I'd rather not deal with it.
Exactly.
I'd rather leave it off. Not open it or open it, but you not know I opened it.
Right.
And then just not deal because I just can't. And that happens a lot. Right. I just don't.
And you tell me that. You so direct. I love it.
I'm all about correcting behavior. I'm not gonna distract you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say, hey, that's wrong. Right. And we talked about that with parenting.
That's a good point.
We did. We talked about that. A lot of parents. And up to a certain age, depending on the situation, maybe you should. If your kid is trying to stick something in the outlet and they're too, you want to redirect them. But at the same time, you also want to say, hey, no, you can't do that.
Right.
You know, there's certain times to redirect. There's certain times to correct the behavior. For me.
That's a correcting.
I'm at the age to where I'm correcting everything. As, you know, and we're talking from adult to adult. Like, we're grown enough to where it's just like. No, don't hound me. Don't check me. Life happens. I'm not going to ignore you anyway. I'm not going to leave you on red. No way. Well, it depends. But 9 times out of 10, I'm not going to leave you on red. You know. So.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, so it is what it is.
Yeah, so the last one on that text/phone culture is something that I know drives us both crazy.
Uh-oh.
Freaking clear notifications.
Ooh,
that
man.
That drives me insane.
And I feel like it's just us because I have seen other people's phones or whatever.
It's insane.
And they'll have 56 messages unread.
Dude, I've seen as high as like 600. Like, how have you let 600 text messages come to your phone that you haven't touched?
Unread?
Right. And emails? Sickening.
Emails?
Y'all got tens of thousands of emails sitting.
Best.
I don't like notifications on my phone.
Should we explain to them? Emails, every time I get a notification, every time I get a 1 on my email, I open it and I see what it is. I delete it or I close it out, whatever the case is. I unsubscribe. Yeah. I'm closing out every notification on my phone as soon as I get it. I don't like seeing those numbers. They're called badges.
Yes, I don't like it.
I don't like it. The issue that I've noticed with people having 50,000 unread emails is because their BS email, their spam email, will also be tied into their phone.
Which is stupid.
Which is dumb. But, you know, a lot of people don't know how to alter that and change it. So,
but figure it out.
In their defense.
It's your friend.
Yeah, figure it out. Yeah, get a friend that's going to show you how to do that. Because that, y'all be, like you said, they're having 50,000 emails just unread on their phone. Why?
Like, I don't even, you know, I'm not that tech savvy, so I don't know if it's slowing down your phone or what, but I imagine so.
I would imagine so.
It's just sitting there, all that
data.
Data, yeah.
Yeah,
easy. That's insane.
Yeah.
Clear that shit out.
Moral of the story.
Please. Like, how do you have 50 messages that sit, like, do y'all think that's cute? Like, do y'all think that's...
You look popular or something?
Right. Like, how
old
are
we?
I don't care. Clear it.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of
not only
a lot of yes, I feel like it's
text.
I feel like that is a young thing.
Can I also say, if I see that, I'm gonna think you're just rude because you ignoring 56 people.
Exactly.
So I ain't trying to talk to you
or,
no way.
Unless you ignoring one person 56 times, and that's a whole separate issue.
You need a restraining order at that
exactly.
point. We can talk about it. Hey, if you need help,
I can direct.
I know someone.
So yeah, either way, that's an issue. So I know that a lot of y'all ain't gonna agree, but
right.
Something is the root of why you have all those messages just sitting there. You either want, you know, you like the way that looks that you have all these messages open, or you just lazy.
I can't put my finger on it.
I can't either because it drives me insane.
Yeah.
I remember one time the message wouldn't even go away. I don't know how many times I reset my phone because that will annoy me.
I've done that.
Yeah, like if the one just stays. Like, okay, what's the problem?
Done that.
I didn't swipe up and down. That's why I was going.
Right. Make a time for that.
Yeah. So that. Yeah. I can't deal with that.
Can't deal.
Switching gears. Let's do question of the week.
Question of the week.
So we got, you know, some emails, some suggestions, some questions, and which question are you trying to go for the week?
Oh, man. Ooh.
Which one?
I like the polygamy question.
Yes, let's go with that one. I was hoping you picked that one.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead.
Polygamy. Why or why not?
So first off, if y'all are unaware or if you're too lazy to look it up, polygamy is marriage with multiple partners. Yes. Right? In certain countries, it's legal.
Yes. Here it's not, don't try.
In the U.S. it's not. However, if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, Mormons are allowed to practice polygamy.
Mormons.
And then there are plenty of Mormons in the state of Utah. You know.
You been to Utah?
Hell no. So ain't no black people in Utah. I'm real smart now. Listen, I read. Damn, but no, Utah. Check it though. My man, Ari Spears, he said Utah is white people's Africa. And that's real, honestly.
How is it real you ain't been?
Because it's known that there are no black people in Utah other than Donovan Mitchell.
Who?
Sorry, that was sports, dog. I'm sorry.
Y'all gonna get y'all sports entertainment from him because I don't know nothing. I just know that these men be cute. That's it.
Oh, Lord.
So, yeah, polygamy in Utah with the Mormons.
I just got to double check. I'm pretty sure they practice it, but that's another story.
So, is it for you or not?
Ultimately, no. In theory, it sounds like, that could be interesting. In a perfect world, that could be perfect. In practice, I don't see it working out. I don't. For I one, it. It's hard enough dealing with one of y'all.
One of who? One woman.
You opposite Dang. Sex kind. I'm just playing. For one, marriage is huge to me. I only want one partner to spend the rest of my life with. Multiple partners, I can't get with. To me, that waters down the
union.
The union.
So what about those people that think, oh, you know, I get a little piece from this person, I get a little piece from that person, a little piece from that person, and I just
put it all
squish
together.
Them all together to make the perfect person. Because I guarantee you that's what people be thinking.
I thought about that.
Yeah.
Again, I
think this one's height and sense of humor. I like this one's
what? Okay.
Yeah, you never know.
Not gonna touch your that way. I feel, again, it's one of those situations where I feel like, in theory, it sounds good until you get in that situation and it's just like
three women yelling at you at the same.
Not only that, somebody's gonna be jealous. I'm supposed to have Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Right.
Baby, it's her birthday. You
I
know?
Don't care.
Yeah. I don't see it.
Yeah.
Not only that. So, in certain parts of Africa, that's where it's legal, right?
Yes.
From my understanding, those women are, if correct me, are taught, I don't want to use the wrong word, to be obedient to their husband. Mm-hmm. Right?
Possibly.
I don't know. From my understanding, I don't want a woman who's obedient. I want a partner. I want 50-50. I want equal. I don't need 5-6 women that's just gonna cater to my every need. As weird as that
whatever
sounds.
Whatever you like.
Right. Coming to America reference. Like, no.
What kind of food do you like? Whatever you like.
I like smart, independent. Get rough with me. Tell me to go take out the trash if I'm slacking. Like, no, I don't. Cause, like, come on, man.
I feel you.
I can't deal with that. I need you to be able to hold it down when I'm not there. And if you just waiting on Zaddy to get home all the time. No.
So, yeah, I ain't rocking with polygamy either, I don't think.
What?
I say that to two fine husbands pop up, and then I might have to reconsider. Listen, so, in my theory, I can have two husbands, but I'm not being a second wife, or third or fourth, a ninth.
Okay. A little double standard, I feel you.
Absolutely. That's at cool. least I accept it.
You right.
So I'll take two Morris chestnuts.
Were they twins or is it clone?
I'll play it. Yeah, I don't know.
But you would consider if it was legalized?
I
wouldn't.
You wouldn't be a pulp.
I wouldn't judge 100%. You. I wouldn't look at you differently. I would have to get some understanding.
You gonna be best friends with both my husbands?
That's the thing, man. You just increasing the chances of me not liking one of these niggas.
Dang.
Right?
Because you can't like both.
I can't like both. I can't show favoritism. I don't know. That's just messy.
You're supposed to support me.
And I will.
I'm just
playing. I'll try.
I can't get with the polygamy either. Because I just don't have that much energy.
Bruh.
That much nothing to give two people at the same time.
And that's just two. These polygamists.
Right.
You having nine.
Right. Why is this such a common number? Think of nine.
How you keeping up with these birthdays and favorite colors?
You're not.
That's what I'm saying. And I want to share everything with that person.
Baby, I bought you these yellow flowers. I don't like yellow.
Right. Well, give them to your sister wife, damn it. Somebody gonna take these flowers. Yeah, nah, forget that.
That can get too confusing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, polygamy, for some, not for others. And I can't do that that whole, let's be in a group relationship either. Triangles or whatever.
I can't.
Yeah.
I can't
do
it.
That's not for me either.
I can't.
I'm selfish. Works for some people, though.
I'm selfish. I'm stingy. I'm not sharing.
So stingy.
I'm not sharing, and I don't want to be shared. I want to be needed and wanted, and I want you to only want me. And if you want more, and then I feel like I ain't enough, then you can...
You're not for me.
You're not for me. And I'm not for you, clearly.
Exactly.
Period.
So that's how I feel. That's, in a nutshell, that is how I feel about polygamy.
There you go.
Yeah. I just don't have the energy.
That's best.
That's a lot of energy.
That's a lot that would come with that.
Absolutely.
If nothing else, a lot of energy. And that's not even touching on, like I said, the religious side.
And then think about it. Like, that's multiple personalities. That's multiple sense of humor. That's multiple Jesus. Things you have to learn about. Oh, this one likes,
right.
This one likes long walks in the park and this one doesn't. Yeah. This one doesn't like outside. Unless you find two identical,
like-minded
people.
If you're recruiting...
Right.
And they, you got a certain set of standards and they all got to fall under this, and that way you don't run into that issue. But then at that point, why do you need so many then?
Exactly.
If they all why that you, similar.
Exactly. You and know? There it is.
So
if they look different, but then you got a whole separate issue.
Right. You better watch a porn or something. Right? If you want something different and you ain't trying to cheat, they got stuff for that, okay? That's all I'm saying.
They got stuff to get you right if that's what you into. So yeah, no polygamy here.
Please.
So yeah, switching gears one more time. Best. You got riddle of the week.
Oh man. Okay. I just want to make it clear that I thoroughly enjoy riddles.
Yes. Thoroughly. We like the escape rooms. Those are riddles.
We do the escape rooms. We love trivia.
We nerds, I guess.
I guess we nerds. Well, we just into that stuff. We like learning. We like facts. We just, I don't know, I feel like there's a word for it. Just to pop it off and give y'all the riddle of the week. All right. What's at least 6 inches long, goes in your mouth, and is more fun if it vibrates?
And don't be nasty.
Yeah, get your minds out the gutter. Because they're not all going to be raunchy and dirty minded.
So don't be sending no nonsense to the email.
Yeah, man. Okay, y'all ready for the answer? A toothbrush. Come on, guys.
Told you not to be nasty.
Don't be nasty.
So, last topic. What you got for music?
Ooh, you said a song of the week, right?
Yes.
And it doesn't have to be a new song, just whatever vibe you feeling for the week.
Yes.
Okay. This week, it actually is a new joint. ASAP Ferg's album drop, Floor Seats 2. And I think he only got like 10 joints on there, but they all cold. I listened to the album about 3 times already.
Come on, 3 times?
You see me? He got a song on there called Mask. And it's just, it bumps. I'm that guy. The beat nice. ASAP Ferg got a nice flow.
Who he on there with?
It's just hard. I don't know this lady's name. It's like Anthra or something. It's like Anthra, I think, if I'm not mistaken. I never heard of her. She got a nice little voice.
Okay.
She raps, and I want to say she on the hook a little bit too, like doing background vocals. But it's a nice little joint. It's called Mask, MASK. Check out the album though. ASAP Ferg, man. I'm a big fan of the whole ASAP Mob. ASAP Rocky, one of my favorite.
He due for new music.
He cute.
Oh, geez.
That's all I got for you.
Like his braids?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord. Pretty boy, Harlem.
Mm-hmm. He got a nice little complexion. Yeah.
Lord, pretty Flacco Jody. I think he's short, though. I don't like him too short. You don't like him short, though?
No, not really, but I'm short, too.
Whatever.
Listen, I ain't never seen you work it out.
Short dude.
No, me neither.
Yeah. But anyway. No. So, yeah, that's my song of the week. What's your song of the week?
My song of the week is older than that thing. No, I'm just playing. It ain't an oldie but goodie. But it is If You Let Me, featuring Grades by Sinead Harnett. Came out in 2016.
That right there is a baby-making joint, in case y'all didn't know.
That joint is nice.
It'll get you in, though. Easy.
If you follow me on Snap, you done heard it a million times now.
Look it up. She's
Sinead.
She snapped on that. Yeah, it's like S-I-N-E-A-D. Yeah, she cold. And she bad, y'all. So
for anybody that's into
that. Tie into that.
Okay, Ty. Well,
you didn't think we was going to come back to you. You thought we forgot about you, girl. Hey, Ty, look her up, and then I want to hear your opinion on her.
Best said, text them, let them know.
Oh, yeah, Ty. You're going to have to get my digits, man. It's 7 of them, so.
Shut up, fool. All right, y'all. So, we wrapping up here, and I want to let y'all know that somebody wrote in for a promo, which I so appreciate, because I was like, hey, you know, we shouting out small businesses and the whole nine. And my friend China Burr, you can find her on Facebook at China Burr, that's B-U-R-R, so two R's, and her last name. She is in the TLC business, which, if you're not familiar with, is Total Life Changes, which is detox, nutritional products, energy teas, the whole nine. So her information to get in touch with her or to get these natural products that will help you detox, help you energize, get you right. This is totallifechanges.com/ChinaMinx. That's M-I-N-X. So get at her. So China Burr on Facebook or totallifechanges.com/ChinaMinx. Shout out to you, China. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for liking. Giving us advice, giving us feedback, and thanks for, you know, wanting to get on with some promo. So y'all hit her up, check her out. She will provide you with free samples. She shipped me some. They come right to your house. Do not take that detox tea if you got a hot date or somewhere to be.
Oh, hell.
Okay, but it get you right.
And how you
get you right on snatched
how
up.
How you running like Carl Lewis?
Like a faucet? Oh, like the same boat?
How you leaking, huh?
Okay, enough of that. That don't sound appetizing.
Damn.
But yes, please, please, please hit her up at totalchanges.com/ChinaMinx.
Okay.
Yes.
Shout out to China. Shout out to everyone who responded.
Yes.
Who gave feedback. We accept it all. Good, not so good. We trying to improve every day. Please.
Let us know what you want to hear from us. Let us know what we can improve on.
Our little
whatever
debates.
You want to know, yeah.
Our little debates. You got an opinion? Please. Because me and Bess, we be going at each other's throats. And I'd be like, ain't no way. And she'd be like, nah, F you.
Right. Because somebody going to tell him that this all right ain't all right.
Yeah. We'll see. So, yeah, hit us up.
And I really want to shout out Dom or Else. Dom, we appreciate you, man. We rocking with your beat on the outro. So when y'all hear the outro music, just know that's Dom or Else. Shout out to your podcast, man. You've been like the podcast godfather. You gave me so many pointers, so many heads up. Just looking out, we appreciate you, y'all. If y'all are listening in still and you want to check that out, please check out Mixed Emotions Podcast on Apple.
Mm-hmm.
It's dope.
It is. I appreciate them brothers.
Don Morales, Wavy Willis, and India are hilarious. Yeah. They last take on a freaking Alicia Keys album had me crying laughing. Please check them out. They've been super supportive, shouting us out, giving us pointers, feedback, everything, and we greatly appreciate it. Without y'all, we couldn't do it.
Definitely. And we're gonna keep rolling though, man.
Yeah, catch us at episode 4.
They're right. We something to look forward to? I think you got notes for.
Yes, I do got something to look forward to. So a little highlight of next time is gonna be our piggyback from Bianca's email.
Yes, I told you we didn't forget about you, baby girl. Bianca Rogers, we got you.
So just a little, what we're gonna touch next time? Should a man pay all the bills? Hell yeah, if you got it.
Yeah, we definitely gonna talk about that one.
So we're gonna hit on that, y'all. We're gonna hit on a versus of our foods because we don't like the same thing. Not all the time.
Not all the time. We don't like the same foods. Mm-mm. All the time.
Not all the time.
What else you got?
How old is too old not to be able to play space? That's a big one.
That's a big one.
Best taught me.
I did teach you. I ain't gonna tell you how recently I taught her. We get into that.
Nah, y'all can mind your business. All you need to know is I know now. I'm at the pit
and that's real. And she ain't bad.
Not at all. Fred's terrible, but.
Is he?
You know he be reneging.
Oh, he do renege.
Exactly.
That's how you get shot.
Exactly. Oh, I wasn't paying attention. Okay, well, you got to get up from the table.
I didn't know. Well, I hope you got a bulletproof vest on.
Yes, because black families is so. It get aggressive. Real. Super aggressive. Like, you ain't even got to cuss me out, unk.
Right. Sorry. Ain't even that deep. I still love you.
It's the luck of the draw. What right. You want me to do?
Right. You mad because I got two in the possible.
You talking about what? Sorry. Damn. Anyway. What you want me to do?
Yeah.
So, yeah. We're going to wrap that up. That's going to be our next episode. All
right.
Not in a nutshell. We're going to hit you with a couple more punches, but that is going to be some highlights that we are going to expand on next time.
Definitely. So, yeah, man, hit us up. We appreciate y'all.
Until then, Don Morales on the outro. Let's go. Thank you.